This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run on Monday, the 21st of March. Since it's the first day of the new school year, and some of you may actually be driving your kids to school at this moment, we are turning our attention to keeping children safe during the ongoing pandemic through vaccination. So currently, over 34.9% of children aged 5 to 11 have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Health Ministry has also started offering the Sinovac vaccine at selected PPVs. They're available for children who can't receive the Pfizer vaccine due to health reasons, or for parents who prefer this vaccine as opposed to the Pfizer option.
In terms of vaccination rates, Sarawak is leading the Pick Kids program with 67% of children in that state having received at least the first dose, whereas Kelantan is the lowest at 9%. To encourage a higher vaccination drive, more than 400 walk-in vaccination centres are available nationwide. So it's not a question of availability of vaccines or inconvenience as to the why the vaccination rates have been underwhelming. And what other steps then need to be taken to improve the take-up rate?
So for more on this, we speak to Datuk Dr. Musa Muhammad Nurdin, consultant pediatrician. Dr. Musa, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. Could we start with maybe getting a picture of the incidence of COVID-19 among children, and what kind of complications are we seeing as a result of infections?
Yeah, good morning, Xiaoning, Shazana, Chen Li, and all BFM listeners. In 2020, there were 14,000 cases in kids below 18 years old. Last year, there was 500,000 cases. And in the first 3 months of this year alone, 200,000 cases. Even this is probably an underestimate because children are often asymptomatic. They are less tested, less detected, and therefore least reported. The US CDC zero prevalence study showed that one in three children were infected with COVID. Now, this increased burden of the infectious Omicron variant has led to several serious complications. Number one, there have been increased numbers of children infected, which leads to outbreaks in households, daycare centers, kindergarten schools. We had about 180 schools clusters before the school holidays, and you can expect more outbreaks with the reopening of the schools. There has been a 2 to 3-fold increase in kids being hospitalized, a 2-fold increase in kids admitted to the intensive care unit for serious COVID infections, namely MISC, and there has been more deaths in children. In 2020, we had 6. Last year, we had 110. The first 3 months of this year, we've only had 40 deaths in children less than 11. Yes, Xiaoning?
Yeah, Health Ministry Carrier Jamaluddin, now he set a target of 50% vaccination for children under 11 by the start of the school year. We've clearly fallen short of this. At the moment, the take-up rate, 34.9% receiving their first jab. Doc, can you help us explain why the slow take-up rate, and maybe what needs to be done to address this?
Can I suggest two major factors that have contributed to this low uptake? Number one, parents are freaked out by the safety of the mRNA vaccine. Misinformation is rife in social media on the dangers of the mRNA vaccine. The anti-vaxxers have been on overdrive, fear-mongering on the adverse effects of the mRNA vaccine. By the way, most of these fear-mongers have a conflict of interest because they are peddling ivermectin, chloroquine, mega doses of vitamins, herbs, naturopathy and homeopathy. And secondly, parents are in a wait and see mode, which is very, very dangerous because the Omicron will not wait. The BA2 Omicron subvariant, which now makes up 26% of the variants in Malaysia, is even more transmissible. It is creating havoc in Hong Kong, China, the US, the UK and Europe. Its reproduction number is 12, very close to measles, which means in a playroom of 10, one COVID-positive child can infect 7 to 8 other kids. So I would suggest four mitigation efforts. One, better, smarter, and more imaginative awareness programs. Two, involve parent support groups to reassure other parents and guardians of the safety and effectiveness of the COVID vaccines. Three, wider collaboration with family GPs,
pediatricians in the Pick Kids program. They have been vaccinating kids, adolescents, and adults since the 1950s. And importantly, very consistent and firm handling of persons who spread misinformation. Yeah, Shawning.
Doc, I just want to ask you though, you know, you say that there's a lot of misinformation about mRNA vaccines. Can you give us some data to prove that generally there is, you know, that the safety standards of these vaccines are very high and there's been a lot of hearsay rather than real data that shows that it could be harmful to children?
Right. Let us be very clear. The United States has the largest mRNA vaccine use in children 5 to 11 years. 9 million doses. The adverse effects following immunization were mild and brief. They were mainly pain at injection site, fatigue, maybe headaches. There were only 11 cases of inflammation of the heart, myocarditis. And all of these 11 children recovered fully after 2 to 7 days. There were no causal links to any death. I repeat, there were no causal links to any death. Now, look at MPRA Malaysia. They have reported the use of 1 million doses of mRNA vaccine up until 11 March this year. There were 182 adverse effects. 97 were non-serious, i.e. they did not impact on the child's daily activities. 5 were serious, right? These were admitted and discharged well. There is only one child who had a comorbidity who was brought in dead. So this child is still under investigation. So I hope all parents and guardians would be reassured by these facts and figures and do not become victims of the misinformation peddled by the fear-mongering anti-vaccine lobby. Please consult your trusted family GP, your pediatrician, if you have any concerns about the COVID vaccine. Yeah, Shawning.
The government has approved Sinovac as one of the vaccines under Pick Kids. What do you make of this decision, especially in light of research from Chile that showed Sinovac was only 38% effective in preventing infection in children?
Oh, don't have to go too far to Chile. Our own Malaysian research showed that the vaccine effectiveness of Sinovac drops from 76% at 1 month to 28% after 3 to 5 months. The Pfizer vaccine is much more effective, only dropping from 89% at 1 month to 68% at 3 to 5 months. So the Minister of Health, in no uncertain terms, has recommended the Pfizer vaccine for children 5 to 11 years. Only if the kid develops a severe reaction to the Pfizer vaccine or to the contents of the vaccine should they switch to the Sinovac vaccine. You don't want to give your child a second best vaccine. Yeah, Shawning.
Dr. Musa, can I ask, earlier you had mentioned that one of the initiatives that needs to be pushed more for the take-up rate to increase is really involving GPs and pediatricians. I mean, what do you make of the participation of private sector GPs and pediatricians in Pick Kids at the moment? What has the process been like? Has it been easy for them to get involved, or are there challenges to greater involvement of these medical professionals?
We in the Malaysian Pediatric Association surveyed our pediatrician colleagues. 98% strongly supported vaccination of kids 5 to 11 years. The executive committee of the Malaysian Pediatric Association recently met up with the team from Protect Health. They are the ones who operate the Pick Kid programs. Apparently, only 20,000 doses are being used daily, which is appalling, disappointing, and only 37% of our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated. So we are exploring new ways to increase the uptake because, as we all know, the 3 C's of any successful vaccination program are coverage. So we are hopeful, that our kids would soon be able to get their shots from their family GP, from their pediatricians, who have taken care of their health and have given them their routine shots since birth.
All right, Dr. Musa, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Datuk Dr. Musa Muhammad Nordin, consultant pediatrician, giving us his progress review of Pick Kids, the COVID-19 vaccination program for children. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.